This is the Aviact Merli of 5th of April 2026. Original date 15th of November 2009. Check your result of self-sovereignty and change yourself and claim a right to the constant and unbroken Akhand Kingdom. Today, the Father, the Comforter of Hearts, has come to meet his Raj Dulari, very loving, royal children. Why are you such loved ones? Do you know that each one of you is a master of three thrones? One is the throne of self-sovereignty, the second is Bapdada's heart throne, and the third is the future throne. You have a right to all three thrones. You are also practicing here for your future throne. You are making preparations and effort for the future now. Your effort of the present time will enable you to claim your fortune of the kingdom for many births. You are imbibing your sanskars for the fortune of a kingdom at this time, because your effort of the present time enables you to claim a right to the future kingdom. So check whether your effort at the present time is accurate. In the future there will be one kingdom, so check now whether you have one kingdom in your mind. Do you have one kingdom in your effort, or does Maya create obstacles in the kingdom? Instead of having one kingdom, there isn't the influence of Maya, is there? There aren't two kingdoms, are there? The speciality of the future is of one kingdom, so the practice of the present time continues in the future. So check whether you have self-sovereignty at the present time. Maya doesn't interfere in your self-sovereignty, does she? There aren't two kingdoms, are there? If there are two kingdoms, then when will you fill yourself with the sanskars of one kingdom? The speciality of the future is of one kingdom and one religion. What religion is that? What is your special dharma? Complete purity. So check whether there is one religion. The other religion of impurity does not interfere in between, does it? As well as this, also check that the law and order is of one, or does Maya interfere in between? Is the kingdom of one continuing without any obstacles? Another thing in that kingdom, you have happiness and peace constantly and naturally, so check whether you have constant happiness and peace in your kingdom. There isn't any interference, is there? Maya is not interfering in your self-sovereignty and spreading peacelessness, is she? Maya is not creating any influence for any salvation or praise against you in your self-sovereignty, is she? Do you constantly have happiness, peace, bliss, love and supersensuous joy? You know that you have all attainments and perfection in your future kingdom, and that because of this there is also contentment. So, even now, are you complete with self-sovereignty, or is there something lacking? If there is something lacking in the effort you make at the present time, then how would you claim a right to the future constant and unbroken kingdom? Everything depends on your effort of the present time. If there is anything lacking at the present time, you cannot become one who has a right to the perfect kingdom of the future. The practice of self-sovereignty over a long period of time will enable you to claim a right to the future kingdom. So let this checking take place constantly, because if you don't make effort over a long period of time now, you will receive very little reward. This is why, from time to time, Bhaktada is drawing your attention for you to make yourself full and perfect for this from now. If every now and then you say that your efforts are continuing, but that you keep using the word to, in any case, in between your efforts, in any case this will happen, in any case I will do this, this sanska will not enable you to claim a right to the constant and unbroken kingdom for 21 births. Bhaktada is drawing your attention for all time. Check that if any obstacle comes, if any storm comes, then that storm, tufan, becomes a gift, tufa. The storm should not remain a storm, but it should become a gift. When Maya wages war, she is giving you an experience. So see that experience as a ladder of experience and is enabling you to move forward. For this, Bhaktada says, constantly check your own chart. To the extent that you check your chart, accordingly you will then change yourself after checking. So does each one of you check your own chart? Do you? Those of you who check your chart every day, raise your hands. Those who check it every day, not those who check it only sometimes. Check your chart every day and change it, because Bhaktada has been signaling you about the time for a long time. You can see the time. Worry, chinta, is increasing in the minds of people, whereas you do not have any worry in your minds, but you have thoughts of God, Prabhu Chintan, instead. Because your minds have thoughts of God, you know that you are instruments and are humble. For the Father is Karavanha, the one who inspires you. Because of this, your mind does not worry. Karavanha is making you do it. This awareness constantly enables you to move forward. Now each one of you has to check, especially, whether each and every second, moment and thought of the confluence age is pure and auspicious. Sub. Know the importance of this time. 1 second is not a second, but 1 second has a lot of value and importance. Sometimes some children say that they had a thought, but in fact they took 2 to 4 seconds. However, the time of the confluence age has great value. 1 second now is equal to 1 hour. This present time has so much value because Bhaktada has said that your final paper can take place suddenly at any moment. Bhaktada will not tell you when, and this is why you have to pay full and perfect attention to this present time. Bhaktada has given you all of the treasures, and each of those treasures has to be used on time. You are the masters of the treasures. The speciality of a master is that whatever treasure is required at a particular time, that treasure is used at that time. When you order the power to accommodate, is it this power to accommodate that is used at that time? Because a master is one who is able to use his treasures at the right time. So now, all of you have to pay so much attention to yourselves. The treasure of happiness should be constantly visible on everyone's face and in their activity. Happiness is a gift from the Eternal Father. So keep the gift from the Eternal Father eternally with you. It is said of happiness that there is no nourishment like happiness. There is no treasure like happiness. Happiness is automatically visible in the eyes, on the faces, and in the activity of those who have constant happiness. Bapdada's blessing is, constantly remain happy and constantly distribute happiness, because happiness will increase when you distribute it. When you distribute any other treasure, it will decrease, but the more you distribute the treasure of happiness, the more it will increase. So check whether you constantly have the treasure of happiness. Now, whether it is the children from this land or the children from abroad, Bapdada is giving special congratulations to all of you children for one thing. What is that? Whether it was in this land or in the lands abroad, all of you have given souls the Father's message with your zeal and enthusiasm. Whatever programs each of you did with your happiness, you may have had one program, you had one program in each place, but you attained a thousandfold fruit of that. Bapdada has the thought that according to the present time, the circumstances are going to become more and more delicate. And this is why, whether it is the villages or any corner, there shouldn't be any such complaints from anywhere. Our Father came, but you didn't give us the message. This is why Bapdada is pleased with the task that all of you carried out with zeal and enthusiasm. Continue to get together and have similar programs among yourselves. Bapdada saw that all of you used your zeal, enthusiasm and courage in your own way, and that all of you have now done very well. In the future too, according to the time, have the aim that no corner should be left without receiving the message. In doing this, you are able to make good effort for your own selves, and other souls will also be benefited. All of you liked these programs, did you not? Did you like them? So Bapdada is repeatedly telling all of you children, be merciful towards souls. Nowadays, because of sorrow and peacelessness, all of them are saying from their hearts, have mercy, have compassion. So you children are the Father's companions. So now, through you children, the Father wants to see each child playing a part of being merciful. You have the enthusiasm to change the world of sorrow, and for that world of happiness definitely to come. So the conditions are changing for that world of happiness to come, and for this sorrow and peacelessness to be destroyed. So remember today's message from the Father. Now continue to increase the speed of serving through your minds, your words, your faces, and your activity. Continue to bring your kingdom closer. Acha. Those who have come here for the first time to meet Bapdada, raise your hands. There are many. You may stand up. Congratulations. You have at least arrived here before the end. You have taken a new birth. To all the children who have come from all directions, congratulations to you from Bapdada and from all the children everywhere. Congratulations. You are happy on seeing the Brahmin family, are you not? To those who have come now, Bapdada says, a lot of time has gone by. Very little time remains, and you therefore have to make intense effort. Those who are intense effort makers will move forward. You mustn't walk now, you have to fly. If you make effort to have the flying stage, then even though you have come late, you will be able to claim a full right to the Father's inheritance. Remain happy at every second and give everyone this message. Acha. So today Bapdada told you to be those who have a right to self-sovereignty, a master of yourself, and to check the result of your self-sovereignty. Check that, and then, whatever weakness there has been over a long time, change that, because there is a need for your kingdom to continue in a constant and unbroken manner over a long period of time. Those who make effort over a long period of time automatically claim a right to their reward for a long period of time. Therefore, underline effort over a long period of time. There is the checking, but is there also the change? To all you children everywhere who are seated on Bapdada's heart throne, Bapdada specially distributes power to all of you children every day at Amrit Vela. At Amrit Vela, Baba especially distributes the special blessing of power. Those who take this power at Amrit Vela as a blessing become special, intense effort makers. To give importance to Amrit Vela means to be seated constantly on Bapdada's heart throne. Some children pay attention to this, and Bapdada especially gives those children a certificate every day, Wa child, Wa. To all of you intense effort-making children everywhere, Bapdada is giving a special blessing to you children who make Bapdada your companion at every moment and who practice remaining combined. May you constantly continue to fly and cooperate with others to make them fly. All of you are victorious, and as the fruit of your victory, you continue to receive blessings from Bapdada at every moment. So become immortal and continue to give everyone nectar to drink. You children everywhere are in front of Bapdada. Bapdada has love in his heart for every child, because each child has one or another speciality. Now make yourself into a special soul with all specialities and continue to move forward. May each child accept personal multi-million-fold love and remembrance from Bapdada. Acha. Now we shall continue to meet. Namaste. To the daddies. All of you toured around a lot. Nowadays, peacelessness is increasing, and so they remain distressed all day long, and the vibrations of peace give them peace, and so they become happy. For instance, when someone who is tired gets even half an hour's rest, he becomes happy. You did well. At all the places, whether you are young ones or old ones, all of you did well. Where there is enthusiasm, expense is not a big deal. So many souls at least received the message. The sweet complaint against you is finished, that you didn't give them the message. It is good. Continue to make such programs every now and then. Whatever each city is able to do according to their capacity is fine. To the senior sisters from abroad. Bapdada likes it when you call people here group-wise and refresh them, because there they remain very distant. When they come closer, they are able to see one another's virtues. Being far from one another, they are not aware of these. So when they see one another, they have enthusiasm. So it feels good to have these programs in Abu, and it is good that you give enthusiasm to one another and make the gathering strong. Is everything all right? Is everything moving along well? By cooperating with one another, you move forward. You give your time. You put aside your own service and give time with your hearts. You have now completed your task. You had success and you may now go. All of you helped very well. You did the program for the lands abroad and also for India. This time it is the turn of UP, Benares and West Nepal to serve. Now Bhaktada is telling those from all the zones, now prepare such a group in which there are members from all the wings that have been created to do service. Each of your zones is serving people of every wing in your own area, and you will continue to do so. However, in every zone, there should be such a service group where there is one member from every wing. Wherever you have programs, this group should send special invitations to people from their own wings. No wing should then complain that they didn't receive this message. Everyone in the variety group that is created should increase the service of their own wing. And together with that, each one should relate his or her own experience. What did I receive through this knowledge, and what am I experiencing now? So prepare such a service group in each zone. Even if there isn't that much time for giving lectures, at the end of the functions, make them sit in a line and let the stage secretary give their introductions. One or two of them can share their experiences, and if there is time, they can take a chance to share their experience on how they transformed their lives while living with their families and carrying on with their businesses. Bhaktada said earlier too that there should be special mics who continue to serve groups. It is good that UP has claimed a right to receiving special sustenance from Father Brahma. There is a memorial in the name of Brahma in UP. It is the fortune of UP to have received sustenance from Jagadamba and Brahma Baba. So this is the land that has been sustained. Father Brahma and Jagadamba gave UP the blessing of being a star of fortune. It is good. Day by day the Father has seen that now, more than before, there has been good expansion of the service places, sub-centres and Gita Patshalas. This is why Bhaktada is giving special congratulations. Continue to move forward and become number one in increasing numbers and in giving the message. It is good. Bhaktada is pleased. Continue to move forward in this way. Congratulations to the teachers. You are progressing, so continue to progress as much as you can. Adya. Blessing. May you be a well-wisher for everyone and become victorious with the power of cooperation in the gathering. If everyone in the gathering is each other's helper and well-wisher, then by your being surrounded with the power of cooperation in the gathering, wonders can be achieved. Be well-wishers for one another and cooperate with one another, and Maya will not have the courage to enter this circle. However, there will only be the power of cooperation in the gathering when you have the determined thought that no matter how many things you have to face, you will definitely face them and demonstrate it to everyone by becoming victorious. Slogan: any desire, ichcha, will not allow you to become good, Accha. Therefore become ignorant of the knowledge of desires. Aviat signal: imbibe the virtues of sweetness and humility to become great. by eating and serving others with sweet things. Your mouth is sweetened for a few moments, and you become happy. In the same way, when you yourselves become sweet, sweet words will constantly emerge from your mouth. Such sweet words will make you happy and also make others happy. Constantly continue to sweeten everyone's mouth in this way, and constantly have sweet drishti, sweet words, and sweet actions. Om Shanti.